quite a lot of people here to visit the church, so we start now from here. Hier sehen Sie jetzt auf dieser Seite einen Teil, der zurückweist in die allerälteste Geschichte Wittenbergs. Hier runter befindet sich eine Krypta. Krypta kennen Sie nicht? Mhm. Und in dieser Krypta sind die ältesten Herzöge von Sachsen-Wittenberg beerdigt. Herzog, kennen Sie das Wort?
Ja.
Was ist Herzog? Auf Englisch? You don't know?
Prince?
Was ist das?
Lord?
Ja,
it's like, yeah.
It's a duke.
I've heard it just as that.
Yeah, yeah. Herzog is a duke. It's, yeah. Sometimes it's a name or a president.
And over a Herzog is a prince?
Prince is everything.
Everything?
Are you well? It's
okay.
It's
okay.
It's difficult.
Okay. Well, Herzog.
On the top, who is on the top?
Kaiser.
We start with the top. It's the Kaiser. Yeah, da on the top. And then kommt?
König.
König. Yeah. Mm-hmm. König. Yeah. Und dann kommt?
Prince.
Herzog.
Herzog.
Und dann kommt, in a way, der Prinz nach dem Herzog.
Oh.
Und darunter kommt der Graf, Count.
Hm.
So. Und dann kommen noch Barone und Edelmänner und Freiherren und alles
Sie
so
haben
etwas.
Gesagt, Kurfürst.
Ja, Kurfürst is something special. I speak about that also. Now, this is in a special, in a way, is das die Hierarchie. But in another way, it is possible to say that everybody above a Graf, über einem Count, is a prince.
Hmm.
So all the people, all the
royal
special princes, all the dukes, all the kings and the emperor, they are princes. They were the princes of the Holy Empire.
Hmm.
They had a special bank in the diet.
Hmm.
Das waren die Prinzen. Und nun gab es noch eine besondere Art von Fürsten. Das waren die Kurfürsten. They were the special, a special sort of princes. They were the prince electors. They could be, these prince electors, they could be even Grafen, Markgraf. But let's say first who they were. Wer waren die Kurfürsten? Wissen Sie das? Kurfürst? Was ist es? Ein Kurfürst? What is it?
I thought it was like a little regional leader.
No, they had a special
function.
Task and a special function in the
to
Reich.
Elect.
Yeah.
To elect. Yeah,
to elect whom?
The Kaiser.
The Kaiser, yeah.
Mm.
The Kaiser was not in the old German Empire, was not Kaiser by birth, but by election.
Mm.
And only seven princes had the right to elect the Kaiser.
Mm.
And these prince electors were at the same time, of course, dukes or counts, for example, the Markgraf of Brandenburg, the Count of Brandenburg.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, the Hohenzollern, the Emperor, he was a count, but at the same time, he was Prince Elector, Kurfürst.
Mm-hmm.
Ja? Hier, von Sachsen, uns, war der Kurfürst ein Herzog. Er war Herzog und Kurfürst.
Mm-hmm.
Kurfürst war natürlich die wichtige Funktion und deswegen hat er meistens von sich als von dem Kurfürsten gesprochen.
Mm-hmm.
Herr Kurfürst und so, und nicht mehr Herr Herzog.
Mm-hmm.
Es gab noch den König von Böhmen zum Beispiel, the King of Bohemia. Which is, bitte? Herzog ist Duke.
H-E-R-Z-O-G.
Also wie es geschrieben wird,
yeah.
Herzog. Also H-E-R, ja, Z.
Ja, yeah, or Z, where we come from, yeah.
Okay, gut. Also so ein bisschen über den Aufbau des alten Reiches. Und hier Wittenberg war wichtig, weil Sachsen war ein großes Land und es gab oft Teilungen, Separations. Ja?
Mhm.
Das kam oft vor, dass die da waren. Aber derjenige, der Wittenberg besaß, den sogenannten Kurkreis Wittenberg, der hatte die Kurwürde, der war Kurfürst von Sachsen.
Mhm.
Es war immer, Sachsen war Kurfürstentum. Aber nur der, der in Wittenberg residierte, war Kurfürst.
Hm.
Es gab mehrere Herzöge von Sachsen. Ja, sie waren, in Dresden war ein Herzog von Sachsen, in Weißenfels, überall. Aber wer Wittenberg hatte, die Stadt Wittenberg, der war Kurfürst. Gut. Und hier sind jetzt die alten Kurfürsten vor 1420. 1420, before that. They were from a certain, wie sagt man, Geschlecht, von einer Dynasty, from a certain dynasty, die Askanier. And those old prince electors of Saxony are buried here. Mm. 27 people, 27 princes.
From what time to what time?
Before 1421.
So up to then?
Up to then, yeah.
And did this whole system get started with Charlemagne, or the division of Charlemagne? The whole division into the Herzogs and the... was that already...
Yeah.
I'm just wondering when it all got started.
it didn't start just from one point.
Right.
Everything does not start, but there is an evolution, of course.
Mm.
The system of the German kings and empires, we normally today say, whether it's right or wrong, started with Henry the First. You will see Henry the First when you go to Quedlinburg, and he is buried there with his wife, and he is supposed to be the first German king.
Mm-hmm.
His son and successor, Otto the First, was the first to be emperor.
Mm-hmm.
And then, slowly, these things developed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, formerly, for example, the Herzogtum of Sachsen was in the west, where now is Hanover and Niedersachsen.
Mm-hmm.
Das war in der alten Zeit, in the old time of those kings. For example, Henry the First, he was Duke of Saxony, but he was far away there in Quedlinburg. He was never, maybe he was here once, but it was not really a part at that time of the Holy Empire, because, well, in the times only the Germans moved to the east.
Mm-hmm.
So at that time it was the border, so more or less. Und Wittenberg war noch gar nicht da. Es gab noch gar nicht Wittenberg.
Mm.
Also Wittenberg ist erst gegründet im 12. Jahrhundert. Wittenberg was only founded in the 12th century. So Henry the First, he was in the 9th century, beginning of the 10th century.
Mm.
So he was elected king in 918. 1907. I think 918. Then this system of prince electors came in the 11th, 12th century, and then it was declared as a law of the empire only in 1346. Before, the emperors were elected also, but just by chance. Es gab keine richtige Regel. Die Leute kamen zusammen, die Könige, die Fürsten, die Leute des Reiches, und irgendwie einigten sie sich. Es war sowas wie eine, jetzt in Afghanistan, eine Loya Jirga oder so.
Mm-hmm.
Man hat nicht so genau, ja, Sie kennen das in Afghanistan,
mm-hmm.
You've heard about Afghanistan, yeah. So people come together and they have a great meeting, but who is allowed to go there? Nobody knows really. They just go and they're there. And
mm-hmm.
They are accepted or not accepted and nobody from outside knows really, but they come. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So. Und so war das damals
and that,
auch.
Und das war auch bei Henry dem Ersten. Wieso? Nicht, weiß man nicht genau.
Nee, man weiß nicht genau. Die Leute kamen zusammen. Es war der alte König war gestorben, nicht? Konrad I. When Henry I was elected, his predecessor was dead, and Konrad I. And he had appointed Henry as successor. So many people said, oh well, the old king said it, so we want it, and others didn't want, they didn't come. So people from Bavaria didn't come to elect him.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to go there and to fight them. So das war da, so war das üblich. Und dann gab es auch Streit. Es gab sehr oft Streit um den König. Wer hat Recht, König zu werden? Wer darf das? Wer ist jetzt im Moment dran? Auch als Barbarossa gewählt wurde, gab es einen großen Streit oder nicht? Da waren die Welfen und die Hohenstaufen gegeneinander, um das Königtum zu bekommen. Gut. Also, wie gesagt, hier sind diese alten Fürsten der ältesten Zeit, Askanier, die vor allen Dingen in dem Gebiet gelebt haben, wo sie hinfahren, Aschersleben, Hadersleben, sie fahren nach
Wernigerode,
nicht in diesen Gebieten, auch Dessau, da waren diese Askanier zu Hause. Und dann 1421 sind sie hier ausgestorben und die Wettiner sind hier an die Macht gekommen.
So, why did they stop putting the courageous in the crystal?
And what? Why?
They
originally they were not buried here, but they were buried in a monastery of the Franciscans, which is well in that direction. It's no longer there, but it was there. Mm-hmm. And when this church was erected in the end of the 15th century by Frederick the Wise, he and especially Melanchthon, the friend of Martin Luther's, they took those old bones from there to here. And in the end, it was the Emperor Wilhelm II, in the end of the 19th century only, who took all the rest of those bones, who were still there at that monastery, and buried them here, because they were his ancestors too, and so everything was buried. But I have to say, as a matter of fact, all these coffins are no longer there, because the Russians, when they came in 1945, they destroyed everything, so it's, maybe they thought there were gold or whatsoever to find, and so all these coffins now are destroyed. But all the names are written here, and so and it was done by the Hohenzollern in the end of the 19th century.
So the crypt was destroyed.
Yeah, no, the crypt is still there, but the coffins were destroyed.
Okay.
So there's nothing. There's nothing.
There's no nothing. Nothing to be seen.
Huh. Okay. That's unfortunate.
Yeah. Well, but here you can see some of these old gravestones, and they are from the 14th century.
And they would have been in the floor originally? Would they have been down?
Not here, but originally they were in this monastery. Mm-hmm. But Philip Melanchthon, the friend of Martin Luther, brought them here.
Mm-hmm.
So since then, since, say, 1530, they are here now.
Mm-hmm.